Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose, and I hope you stick around. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
His mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Buy me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline. And all those batteries we stole from smoke alarms. And disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink. Let the waitress put the chairs up.
Hey, sorry, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Form a picture of our leader with a halo made of smoke. Let the golden oldie station crackle and come through with a final benediction. Say goodnight. Let her talk about the ball game and the weather show we care. Like a sound we didn't notice until it stopped and left us there. With the traffic and our heartbeats beating in straight time, let our hatred and affection march in the same line before we say goodnight. Oh, protect our secret handshake once more. Let the toast to absent members push through the ceiling before we say goodnight.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Nev's here.
I'm here. I'm on time.
Finally. On time.
For once in my life.
You know, I think that, like, I do think, like, traffic is less. Have you noticed that? Like, post-Thanksgiving?
No.
Well, you, like, fought traffic for Thanksgiving, so I don't know.
I actually didn't. We really didn't hit much traffic.
Really? Even into New York?
I mean, we were going to upstate New York, so we weren't going into New York City.
Upstate. Where is upstate?
I don't know. Well, actually, we went to, like, western New York.
Okay.
Like, west.
You're going to have to define also that.
How do you want me to define
this? This is Anton. What do you mean western New York? What city were you in?
Rochester.
Rochester? Yeah, there it is. Actually, a friend of mine was just in Troy. You don't know about all the stuff going on in Central West New York?
No, I literally know zero things about New York. I was only there to visit a friend. So.
That's cool. Did you go to RIT?
Of course I didn't.
That's like a school.
I was
there
for 2 days.
It's like everyone I knew RIT was like, I'll take a look. RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology.
Yep.
And RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, which is in Troy, the prison city. Both of those schools are like
up there.
They're on your list. Mm. Like if you're kind of coming out and you're like, here I am, mm-hmm. looking to do something in the world of engineering.
Hmm. I was not, so I didn't.
Yeah, well,
I
yeah, every
schools.
I it's just it's like a weird like nobody I know went there, but like everyone has this weird relationship with those two schools that it's like I did go there one time. And I've been to Troy.
Wow.
Twice. It was raining and dark the whole time.
Mm,
and I was there for 3 days. It was raining at nighttime. I was like, is this how it is? And they're like, it's about right.
That sounds like a bummer.
Yeah, it was tough. They also, again, the moniker, Prison City.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is it because it's Giving Tuesday and you're like inherently a very selfish person?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like you woke up on Black Friday and you're like, yes, consumption.
I actually did go to the mall on Black Friday.
There it is. The Cambridge Side Mall?
I was in New York.
Okay. The Rochester Mall?
I was in Rochester.
Okay. You heard that.
As we just went over.
What did you... What's... let me run down for me.
It took us an hour to get out of the mall.
Yeah, that makes a bit sense.
Yeah, it was honestly terrible. It was not worth it at all.
It is, because they always build those like those on-ramps to the... It's always like shopping way, and it's always like ill-conceived.
Yeah. And then they shut off all the exits. They have one exit open, which... What?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who decided that was, like, a good idea?
Where it's they were like,
Let's actually block off all the exits and have one open.
No, I know. I think that there's, like, this weird, like, fallacy when people are like, oh, no, there's plenty of parking. And it's like, you're going to be walking just as much as you would if you were in downtown Somerville walking around. You know? That there's this thing that you're like, no, if you park, like, you probably walk the equivalent of, like, from your house to here.
Probably.
But it's like in your mind, you're like, no, I mean, I gotta park, you know, that's the deal with these giant parking lots and then Shopping Way and Commerce Way. And then those are designed by like the malls. They aren't designed by like civil engineers.
Yeah.
That went to
RIT. Yeah. No, none of those.
None of those people. So what are your top five stores at the mall currently?
I like only have one.
Where do you go?
Aerie American Eagle.
That's the same company?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, but they like have two different stores.
And they're selling the same stuff?
No.
What?
No.
Is it like Gap, Banana Republic,
like,
and it's like good stuff and not as good stuff?
No.
Okay.
No. It's like Aerie's is where they sell their like it's like their activewear kind of thing. And American Eagle is like, here's where we sell our jeans.
Oh, so, didn't you work at American Eagle?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like, you've got the inside track.
Yeah.
On like the good stuff. And you know the sizes still line up?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably
what
does it.
So that's the thing. And that's the thing is, even when I go to thrift stores, I'm always looking for American Eagle because I just got that knowledge.
There it is.
So it's just easy. It's easy. I went to the thrift store.
Yeah.
Also on Black Friday.
In Rochester?
Yeah. Found some great stuff.
Wow.
That was great. That was a great find.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're going both sides. You're like feeding the machine of commerce, and you're also sort of picking up.
No, don't worry. At the mall, I actually stole everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So
I'm just kidding.
I We actually have to legally say that.
I'm just.
Neva's just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Don't steal anything.
I can show you my receipts.
That's
I really did pay
for
them.
She has the receipts.
I have the receipts, and I'm wearing my pants right now.
I'm looking at these pants. They're black.
And that's it. And
great
no opinion.
They are black pants. And if you told me, I've been wearing these pants every single day for the last 6 months. I don't know if I would have been. That's the kind of a compliment. I don't know. I tend to wear clothes to sort of designed to recede into the background.
Yeah, but like I don't. So
all the time. Is that true all the time? I don't. I feel like there's times where it's like you're shifting gears.
True. I wouldn't say that I'm like I dress like boldly. Like yeah. I don't have like a bold style.
Yes.
Like somebody like Jelly. You met Jelly.
I have met Jelly.
Like definitely very distinct
style.
Yeah,
like here I am. I'm going to make a statement.
Yes, like
this.
You know that's a Jelly outfit.
Even if I'm not making a statement, I'm kind of making a statement about not making statements.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But me, it's like sometimes I'll put on like a little bit of a crazy coat, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And see what happens.
That's true. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
I approve. I think that that's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, I also went to Eddie Bauer.
Wow, what a place. Mm-hmm. What a place still hanging on now that, well, I guess the world always, new dads are created every day, you know, so that's who can shop there.
Also me.
Also you.
I'm not a dad.
Did you get that shirt there?
No.
Looking at a plaid shirt.
No, it actually is very ketchup and mustard, am I right?
That is very ketchup and mustard.
I actually think I got this just from someone who was like moving out of their house and was like, hey, you want this?
There's like a pile of clothes right here if anybody like just wants this.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've been there.
But I got this shirt at the thrift store and it's L.L. Bean.
Big time.
Big time.
That's like thrift store gold right there.
It is. It is. That's what I look for. Two brands I look for in the thrift store. L.L. Bean, American Eagle.
Yeah. Molly went to like regular L.L. Bean on
straight up.
On Saturday.
Good for her. I saw Molly on Sunday.
I did. Here's a fun, just, you know, this is like you play like radio roulette. You're like, who could possibly be listening mm-hmm. in our radius?
Uh-huh.
And that's like where I'm just going to be like, you know what I did on Sunday? I woke up and I was like, I'm not going to church.
And I woke up on Sunday and I said, I am.
Yeah. And I was
and I'm
like,
I'm going to your church.
Yeah. And that was, this is the best part. So we knew that. It's not like I woke up on Sunday. We knew this. So Molly volunteers with the kids because the kids love her.
Mm-hmm.
She can't not. Anytime mm-hmm. she even drops Lily off in the daycare area, kids swarm her and they're like, it's you, the angel of my dreams. Mm-hmm. I am good. You will solve my problems.
She was constantly holding a child.
Yep. That's mm-hmm. that's the church experience for Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she loves it. I think she like kind of is like,
I think that was
oh,
clear.
It's so annoying that these kids, you know, like, oh, I can't believe this kid like saw me and started crying because they like wanted to come over to me. And I'm like, this is, you love this. Especially since, you know, shout out to our children who are all stringed up.
Yeah, they're washed up now.
They are. Update on Lily and her pooping. We got her to poop on Sunday.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Is it because she saw me?
No, it's because actually Jenny put in a bathroom shift. Mm. Molly and I were switching off and being like, hey, you got to poop. And she's like, I don't really want to. And we're like, it's been a week.
Yeah.
And then Jenny was in there and was just like, Lily, we're hanging out in the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, stay in here. And she was like, all right, I'll get her to stay.
Wow. And sometimes they actually do that when I'm babysitting them. Sometimes they ask for their own time at the
and
bathroom.
And then just go both in there. And because we put the little potty in there, so they both kind of just sit facing each other.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, we're going to do
this. The first time that happened, I was really thrown off because I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Because it's like really, I can't just like open the door.
Yeah, the answer is anything. The answer is anything you want. I was like, all right, great.
I just like sat right outside the bathroom and kept being like, You guys good in there?
Yeah.
You guys need anything?
No, that's like me. I sit on the couch and I'm like setting my fantasy football roster
without them
coming up and being like, Dad, here's this other plan we have. And they're like, no, they're in there having a good time. Anyway, so I was like, you can go to church. I'm going to go on just like a long run, which I know that there are some listeners out there like Anton who like have that, who know that feeling of just like, I'm going to have a real open-ended time here. And Sunday morning is the energy is right on a Sunday morning.
Mm.
And so I just went for a long run without any like fear of getting back in time or anything like that, which is like awesome. Didn't take my phone. So anyway,
and then
I walked to church from our house.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Which was also really fun. And people also do sometimes freak out when you do that.
Do what? Walk?
Like walk long distances places.
Oh.
Where they're like, I can't believe you did that. Two friends from church that saw us.
Oh.
Anyway, because I was rolling up and they were leaving and they were like, did you walk here? Because they like know for a fact we only have one car.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah. And then you have to like apologize.
Yeah. You should apologize.
Yeah. And then we got a tree. And actually, I got a really good one. And I like talked him up. Shout out to the parents running the parents of the Medford Marching Band running the Christmas tree store.
So true.
In the thing. Did you guys get a tree?
Not from them.
Oh. From where?
I wasn't there.
Just from some like some gone. It was some like non what's the like
you know those guys that sell the flowers like on the street?
Yeah.
From them.
They were like, I got these flowers and then if you come around back here,
mm-hmm.
I got some trees. I don't think those are fair trade certified trees.
That's
you know?
Fine.
I don't think that's coming.
Who's gonna come inspect our tree?
Yeah, like I don't think those are coming from like Happy Tree Farms in New Hampshire. I think those are coming from like like a you know, tree farms that in like that engage in like abusive practices. And that like the trees aren't happy and they're
why do you always want your things to be better than my things? All right. Your tree isn't better than my tree.
We've gotten to the heart of the issue already. That's great. So is decorating the tree like a big deal? Okay.
It's just sitting there. No decorations yet. It's never been a big, I don't know. It's not like that big of a deal. Also, it's like not really my, I don't know.
Like, you're not contributing. Do you have ornaments? Like, do you have a box of ornaments that have traveled
only,
with you?
They're only in my parents' house.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I got to start up my, see, here's the thing. I'm in a weird in-between year.
That's true.
Because I'm like here in my old life. And look, here's my future life right in front of me here.
That's totally true.
And so I'm in this in-between time where I can't start collecting ornaments yet because where does that leave Juan?
What are you going to do? Well, but it's not like it's not like your ornament. It's not like every ornament you'll have is like a two-person.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, salud. Gracias. What's mine is his. You know what I mean?
I guess that's true, but like, what about your like weird, you know, like the ornaments with your kid, your picture of you as a kid?
I don't have those. Sorry, I'm telling you, I woke up on the.
We hang up a bunch of ornaments that are like, oh, this is from when I was six.
Yeah, I would have to steal those from my parents.
Steal those from your parents? Are they putting up a tree? Are they just who cares?
Yeah. No, I think they're putting up a tree.
They're just like, I don't even care about.
Christmas stuff. Is at their house, so I'm assuming.
Wow.
They're putting up a tree.
That's crazy. Have you guys already started like switching off? Like this is it this year, and then next year it's
like me and Juan.
Yeah,
not yet.
Well, but at like wherever his designated place is.
No, that starts next year.
Okay.
His mom said since this is his last year as a bachelor, he has to spend it with her.
Wow.
So, we'll be separate for.
That's actually
Christmas
a good
Day.
Point. I actually probably did the same thing, and then I remember the first year that I couldn't go home for Christmas. I was really upset.
Yeah,
and
that
I,
makes sense.
Yeah, like that was like a really.
Yeah.
I was like, this stinks.
Also, I feel like that first year, trying to figure out, okay, the first year that we have to start switching off, where do we go?
Exactly.
That feels like a tough decision.
Because it feels like maybe that person is gonna get like the inside track on like this is actually Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Versus like the other one where it's just like, oh, remember last year? You know.
Yeah. This is the off year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Because especially, everyone wants to get you ornaments that are like, first year marriage, Mr. and Mrs., all this stuff. Shout out to Anton for probably receiving a lot of that stuff right now, you know, a lot
really
of pictures.
Fun.
We probably have like four or five duplicate ornaments that people got us that were just like literally the first thing off the shelf at the Hallmark store.
I had never once thought about getting an ornament as a gift.
For somebody?
Yeah, that's a weird gift to me. Cause like what you use it use it once a year?
Yeah, that's like a family gift. I mean, we've done like people. Somebody gave us a gift of like a picture of Jenny and Lily, you know, as like in ornament form.
Hmm.
And I was like, all right, I guess this is better than garbage, you know.
It's like the lowest bar you can.
Yeah, I know.
Ever
yeah,
create.
It's well, that's
this is better.
This is
than
also
garbage.
The problem. This is the problem with like shopping in general for Molly and I. It's that if there's something that number one we don't like to like we don't like to want things. And then number two, Nev is rolling her eyes at that. at my sort of acknowledgement of like a sort of post-consumerist culture.
Oh my gosh.
But then the other thing is that if we do want something, it's so specific.
Yeah.
That there's no chance. That's why I said, that's why I actually
already know what I'm getting you, though.
So. I already got a very good gift from Lindsay Field last year.
That's true.
That was just like, it's a mug that says, don't get me anything I want.
Except maybe a pen.
Except maybe a pen. Which, she
and
got me some pens.
A pen, yeah.
And it's a picture of a pen, and then a picture of me on a mug. Which, like, I would actually say that no matter who you are, a picture of yourself on a mug, always great.
I agree. I just actually think mugs are a pretty good default gift.
Yes.
I will always use mugs. Funny mugs, especially.
Yep.
Love. My favorite, if you go to the thrift store and get me a mug that has a random name on it.
That's great.
Love that.
That's great.
Love that.
I did have an L mug for a long time.
Love that.
I think it...
Oh, like from Lindsay Hicks?
No, it was from somebody else.
Yeah.
And no, and it had like gold leafing on it and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I think that I put that into our mug gift exchange.
Oh, that
and
makes
then
sense.
And that's like...
That makes sense.
And then somebody got that.
Yeah.
That wasn't an L name, but they were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
exactly.
Kindred spirit.
Last year, I kind of just started becoming friends with somebody. And for Christmas, that's what they got me. And I was like, yeah, we're locked
great
in
name.
Now.
Great, great.
Like, we are locked in. You are my... And now she's one of my bridesmaids.
Wow.
So I'm just saying.
That is great.
Christmas gifts
that's
are very
fast.
Revealing.
That's a fast turnaround.
Yeah. It was a fast turnaround.
Who is it?
Jules.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. But
you've
I only,
met
her last year. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought you like went to high school with her.
No, I went to high school with Isabel.
Well, yeah.
Duh. Keep
that's
it
not,
straight.
No, no, no. But
keep
that's like,
right
no, no.
Straight.
You're just saying like, oh no, I went to high school with that other person. It's like, no, I thought that you went to high school with both of them. Not that
Jules
I was getting them
moved
confused.
From Boulder last year.
You know what? She seems like the kind of person that moved away from Colorado.
Yeah.
That's not an insult. That's just a reading of her vibe.
Yeah.
Because I think there's people out here that are like dressing up like they're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving to Boulder.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ahead of it by having all this stuff on.
Yeah.
And then I think that there's people
everyone
that,
who goes to Bouldering Project in Somerville.
Exactly.
Go ahead, yeah.
So it's like I have all this stuff that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchy stuff, let's be honest. You know.
Yeah. Like Chacos.
Good equipment, but it's kind of beat up.
Yeah.
But they're actively trying to beat it up, but it's like they're doing it in the fills, you know. And they're like, here it is. It's like a nice, it's like a really nice rain jacket, like a hiking rain jacket, but you wear
and
it all the time.
Those beanies that sit above the ears.
Oh, yeah.
Which, what's the function?
I'm offended by those.
I am too.
As someone who gets really cold ears.
The person who gave me this.
Yeah.
Used to wear those.
That's tough.
Yep.
That's tough. That's tough that their memory is forever linked to a piece of clothing that you're currently wearing.
Yeah.
I actually, you know what? I've got some clothes that I'm like, this is too good to give up.
Yeah.
And that's, there it is. I actually still have the hoodie of a high school girlfriend that I wear, and it has her last name on the back of it.
I don't like that.
Molly is very okay with it. And it wasn't like a high school. It was a high school.
I want to like walk into Molly's mind and see if that's true.
I honestly don't think she cares. Like I honestly, she is probably, I would say, there is never, we've never had a conversation about like, oh, this other person, you know, or like ex-girlfriend this, you know, because I think she just knows that there is no one to compare, you know, she's always just been like, yeah, no.
That's very impressive.
If you
that's
could have dated me at that
I've
point, you would have, you know, like that's one of those things. It's like the only thing that I was, you know. I just didn't live in suburban
any, like,
Pittsburgh.
She doesn't have any like unresolved like relationship trauma.
No.
That's like because
she never got into
heard.
Got into any relationships that
okay,
she didn't she wasn't like 100% sure about.
But it's not even that. It's not about being 100%. I was 100% sure. It's that the other person wasn't
100%
sure.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
No, I mean she definitely dated somebody and has broken up with people listening to this exact radio program. She has dated people and
I guess what I mean is like experiencing things like deceit or cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Or XYZ.
Yeah. I guess not.
That was very impressive.
So there you go. I don't know. I mean, she ran in some good circles, I guess. Not me. I mean, I was in bad. I was in the bad. The bad side of the.
Oh, yeah. You were a bad boy.
I was the bad. Yeah, I was out here, Georgia Tech. Hey, shout out to Georgia Tech. Almost beating Georgia. And then I went to a brunch in Brookline. Man, Brookline's nice. It was at like one of those fun apartments. And this was my vision when we were leaving. I was like, you know what I want? from this life. So like we have friends that live here that we went to school with, and they're great. And they live in like a cool apartment in Brookline. You know, one of those apartments that's like the walls are just like books, you know. And they're the kind of people too that you don't have to apologize for like reading The New Yorker or walking to church. They're just like, yeah, I'm doing that too. I'm reading and I'm walking. You know, like I'm not, that's fine for me. Let's use that as a baseline, and then I'll tell you about the new, like my rankings of my favorite books this year. I'm serious. We talked about like four books, and then I was reading The Economist's like year-end book list, and they're like four books were on there. And I was like, God, you guys, you nailed it. Anyway, I don't know what you're looking at reading like that for. Anyway, so we're looking. It's Evan. That's for Anton, who's listening. It was Evan. We're at Evan and Victoria's house. And I was like, you know what would be sick is that when Ginny and Lily are, like, older, that we, like, send them down here.
Send them down here?
Like, send them down to Brookline and be like, you know what? Go spend the day in Brookline and, like, call on Evan and Victoria, our friends, and, like, have lunch there. And I'm like, that's like...
How old are we talking?
That's what characters in a novel would do.
How old are we talking?
I don't... What's the age
that you... How old would you want your kids to be before you send them on the train?
One of them is a teenager.
One of them is a teenager.
Yeah.
What about walking alone?
Where? Walking alone
like
in Medford.
A mile.
Walking a mile in Medford. We're getting close. Maybe it also one of them's a teenager. But also maybe one of them's 10.
Okay.
I'm almost there on Ginny, like, not crossing the street willy-nilly. You know?
Yeah.
She's actually pretty good at doing that right now. But, like, her and Lily, and they can, like, manage each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely easier when you got a sibling to manage.
Yeah, like pressing the crosswalk, making sure that goes. But if it's like in our neighborhood, yeah, whatever, fine. Like I'd send them over.
Teenager is when you'd allow your kids to go on the train.
And drop them off at the T station and be like, enjoy.
You drop them off at the T station.
Well, yeah, I mean, we live like a mile. I guess, you know what? No, I'd say go to the bus, take the bus to the T. Yeah.
Nice.
What's the age? What's the youngest you rode the T? Alone. Or with siblings, I guess both answers.
I guess it was probably 10, 11.
Alone?
With my sister. And then probably 11, 12 is when I would do it alone.
11, 12?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, we took the train growing up. I just feel like when you take the train a lot, for example, like...
Like Lily.
Yes.
Is like, I'm not surprised by this.
Right.
Yes.
And they're used to it. They understand how it works. They're like, I'm not getting off at this stop. I'm getting off at the next stop.
If we still lived in Ball Square, they'd be riding the train right now.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I just wake up and be like, all right, get on the green line.
See where it takes you.
Yeah, because that's like a really nice stop. Where we lived, you're not crossing like a major, you know, like there's crosswalks and everything, you know.
I used to ride the red line.
Yeah, that's the red line's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
We'd have to walk to Porter and then take the red line. Usually, I'd only be taking it to like Davis or Harvard. I wouldn't be going that far.
Okay. Harvard's a tough stop. Harvard's a busy place, and there's stuff going on down there.
Yeah, no, I got in trouble one time for going alone while my parents were in Iceland.
Yeah.
And I went by myself.
That's probably
I actually went with a friend.
Thing.
A friend, like...
Like a boyfriend?
No.
Oh.
A female friend. Was like, nah, your
face was like, yeah, let's do it. Don't even. And then you told your parents. How would they have possibly known?
It's my sister told them.
Ooh, shout out to
ratted out.
Am out here.
No, and you know what? It was fair. It was like I shouldn't have been doing it, and I was lying.
Yeah.
So you know what?
And I was lying.
It's fair enough. I'm not gonna blame my sister for this. She was doing her due diligence as an older sister.
It is weird that. She, like, really took a lot of the older sister stuff, and she herself is also a middle child.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting
true.
To me.
It's true. We definitely do operate more as a oldest, middle, youngest between the three of us.
Yeah.
And then my oldest brother's just kind of like a floating sibling,
That's
you know?
That's right. Floating sibling.
He's just like, woo.
I don't know. The first one establishes a tone. I don't know. I don't have a reference point for that. I don't know. We were all very independent people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
In competition for resources, like the car.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you're going to take the car, and it's like, I got a date tonight. This would be my brother.
Oh, yeah.
I have a date tonight, so there's like a 0% chance you're going to do anything else. So you and your stupid band need to just like practice all of the Clash covers that you're doing, because everybody knows you have nowhere to be.
Aww.
And you're like, you're right.
And you're right.
And that's when I would like walk to Brian Toth's house, you know, yeah. And it would be like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to be like, how'd you get here? And you're like, I walked. And then that began apologizing again for just like, I don't understand why, like, if you walk somewhere and it takes you 45 minutes, that's insane to somebody.
Mm. I don't think I have that experience.
That you're not, like, calling people out about that?
Or well, people I'm not, say and I don't think other people are really calling me out for walking long distances.
That should be a segment, is, like, things you have to apologize for that you're actually upset at people for having to apologize for.
Yeah, do you have any other examples? Or
yeah, reading classics. When I'm like, I'm going to read Ulysses, and people are like, oh, yeah, I don't like to read.
Mm.
And you're like, I didn't ask you.
You saying that just sounds so, I'm just laughing.
It sounds bad. So exactly. It sounds pretentious, but I don't want to have to apologize.
I don't want to apologize for reading classics.
I don't want, here's the thing. It's a great book. I was reading an article and it like referenced
well,
it. And I was like, yeah, you know.
There's a reason it's a classic.
Exactly. And it might be a little, I don't know if it's dense. I've never even opened it. But I was reading something that's like referenced it. And especially too, like I've never been to Dublin. And it would be like, this would be really cool to like read Ulysses and then sort of have that as like a reference point to go to like a modern city where there's like a McDonald's and stuff. Like to mythologize it in my mind. I think I want that opportunity.
Okay, I'm trying to think of any other examples. Yeah, you have any others?
Doing healthy stuff, like going to sleep early or something like that.
That's true. I agree with that one, actually.
Not in my house. Everyone goes to sleep early in my house.
Yeah.
I'm the one that stays up late and is like walking around like a ghost.
Yeah. I'm definitely like a, people don't love it that I don't love to go out.
Yeah.
That's something I usually have to apologize for. And it's like, man, no, I feel horribly uncomfortable outside in the dark.
Yep.
Period.
It's the things that people, it's like, they are good things. It's like, yeah, of course I should have walked here. But if you'd say something like, I walked here or I went to sleep early or whatever, for some reason, for me, it comes across as me being like, well, you, and you should too.
Right. You're like apologizing for making them feel bad.
Yeah.
Like they're feeling bad about themselves because they didn't do it. And so therefore you're apologizing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that.
We were like, we had to throw out all of our Halloween candy because our kids don't eat it. And then it's like, yeah. Kids stuff, you apologize for kids stuff all the time.
That's true.
Where it's like, no, our kids don't wake up in the middle of the night. But we have other problems, you know?
Right.
Like Lily doesn't poop.
Well, she poops.
Just once a week. And
once
it's
a week?
Literally the size of a human adult head.
Have you like checked that out? Have you had that checked
out? We're doing everything the finest minds.
Once a week?
The last 2 weeks, she's pooped exactly at the exact same time on Sunday, both days. And it's been like starting on like Friday, you can tell that she's like her stomach is distended. She has like a little bit of like.
Man.
And then it's like, I don't know if it's mental or physical. I mean, she did say, because she's getting better at telling us her deal, she did say like it does hurt. Like, that's, I don't want to poop because it's going to hurt.
Poor thing.
And I'm like, gosh, that's terrible.
Yep.
And then, but both times, I mean, last week it was like, I was getting her to do like, I was getting her to pretend like a frog. And that's where the frog thing has come from, is that I'm trying to get her to like go up and down and stuff like that.
I see.
And work it loose. And then this time around, it literally, the magic one was Jenny, who just like, yeah, I'll sit on.
And do you have her keep her like feet up as she poops?
We have noticed that she does do it on the little potty, which is like the thing that sits, for all the listeners out there who don't have children, they make this just like plastic bucket that sits on the ground, and that like, I do think that there is something about her legs dangling over the regular toilet that makes it hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, you think about historically.
How
we used to poop.
Yep.
Which was in a squatted position.
Yep.
Which actually is better for our intestines. And so, if you're somebody who has, like, hemorrhoids or trouble getting your poop out, getting one of those, like, what is it? Like, a potty helper, whatever it
is?
Yeah,
the
like
squatty
props,
potty.
Yeah, squatty potty.
Yeah.
That props your feet up. I wonder if that would help her. She'd get her a little squatty potty.
So, we do it. So, like, when she's on the little potty, her feet are up.
Because
it is, like, smaller.
Yeah. She's in a squatted position?
She's in a more squatted position, yeah. She's not, I would say she's not at 90. She's probably about 40, 45, you know, like her knees. Because she's taller
now. Maybe you should try 90.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's on the table. We're already, like, Miralaxing her like crazy.
Oh, man.
And we're giving her the gummies. Molly ate one of the gummies yesterday. She was like, cool, this thing's working.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we do some music?
Let's take a break.
I'm sick of hearing my own voice.
Yeah. I listened to the entire Reconstruction site Weaker Than the album, and we're going to just play selections off
Perfect.
Of that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's probably going to be unfortunate when your daughters find out that you talk about their pooping habits on air.
It's true. These are archived.
Yeah.
And come back.
Why don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those bitter songs you sing. Should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. The Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets, and later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be, and I'll cater. Self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home. I know you're strong. Like Shackleton, come on, ice breaking up on the bay, off the Lassiter coast. Light failing over the pole as every longitude leads up to your frostbitten feet. Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you for the flowers and the book by Derrida. But I must be getting back to dear Antarctica. Say, do you have a ship and a dozen able men? Then maybe you could lend me. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica.
So, we never heard from Bex.
We don't. No, we haven't. And we were talking to them, like, earlier in the Thanksgiving break, and I, like, forgot to respond. So, Bex, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I, like, responded something long, and then you responded, and I, like, didn't respond to that. And so, I'm sorry about that. Nev, no apology. So, just one apology from me. Zero from Nev,
well,
and that's the score.
I think Bex and I had a little bit of a discussion about this at one of our family dinners. So I was kind of at the end of all of my advice.
There you go.
I wasn't sure what else to add. And so, yeah, I apologize that I just didn't have anything else
to
offer
you. That's
totally
cool. Actually, I have been remiss, though, in asking you how your Thanksgiving was. You were in New York. You told me where you were, but you didn't tell me how it was.
I mean, it was great. It was great. I was having an allergic reaction pretty much the whole time.
To a cat.
To two cats.
Two cats.
But it was nice to feel far away from things.
Ooh.
I felt like it was an actual break from reality.
Yeah.
And so getting to do a, you know, 7-hour road trip with Juan. And
did you work the whole time? Did you write that essay?
I actually did not write the
essay
at all
while
driving.
Good times. I actually resisted the urge to send you a podcast.
To listen to while we were driving?
Yeah. It was about psychology, and I was like...
Oh, wait, you should have. We would have listened to that.
All right.
Because that's kind of a common ground me and Juan can hit, because the common ground we have in podcasts right now is climbing podcasts.
Oof.
Because I'm into true crime.
Climbing podcasts! I don't want to insult an entire genre, but what is it? They're
I mean,
like,
it's great.
That's like running podcast where they're like, you know what we did? We ran. You know what we did? We climbed. Where were
okay,
you?
Running is so different from
climbing
because
we were at El Capitan and we climbed up that thing. And then you know what happened at the end? We were at the top and our hands hurt and we had ropes in case we fell. And sometimes we didn't.
Yeah, but do people die in running?
They get heart attacks.
So.
I do think way more people die in climbing than literally anything else that people do.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Per capita, I think more people are dying.
Well, it's also just so complicated because what are we looking at? Like football players who have brain damage?
Oh, totally. Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm putting it all out there. I'm saying that like... It's the rate of injury in climbing, I would argue, is probably higher. I'm not going to argue. I would guess. But
yeah.
I could be convinced otherwise.
It's also just like a pretty, I would assume, a pretty terrible death to die climbing.
Yeah.
Like, just you would be aware the whole time that you're about to die.
Do you think the death rate is higher than, like, I think the injury rate is probably commensurate with, like,
I agree.
Skiing.
Yeah.
Or
any other extreme sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the death rate is probably pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people get injured skiing, but not a ton of people.
I mean, it's reliant, I mean, because of human error.
Human error?
And,
it's classic. Operator error.
Operator error, and also, well, I guess that is, it has nothing to do with the rock, because... Well, I mean, some people do free solo, but that's also just like, why are you doing that?
That's not, let's not count them.
Okay, we're not counting free solo.
Yeah, because I think that's screwing up the data. That's like saying, like, hey, let's get some data of, like, the person who just kind of runs around the block for exercise, and then the person who's, like, running across the country for, like, insane reasons, you know? Mm. Like, that's, it's that.
But a lot of people free solo. It's, like, a common practice. And that, I feel like that is... often where climbers do die.
Yeah.
If you are a free soloer, I think that you have basically accepted the fact that this is how you're going to die.
That's crazy to me.
It's kind of how you want to die, you know?
It's
kind
of how
you
want to die. There it is.
But there is quite a few with, like, rope climbing. People don't usually die bouldering. But rope climbing.
Bouldering is where you climb up a boulder? I'm kidding. Wow. I'm not kidding. I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you.
Yeah, I mean, it's without ropes.
Yeah.
I was like spit everywhere.
Well, you're the only one over there, so it's just you. Yeah, now if I got you back on the right side of the bed because you're just like, it's climbing. I like kind of insulted climbing where it's like, we listen to multiple climbing podcasts.
Yeah, we got
so it. So I should have thrown you the psychology one because it's really good.
You should have. You
it
should
was
have.
About, do you know the reproducibility crisis in psychology? Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
So like... a lot of these kind of like poppy type studies that you get in psychology can't be have recently been irreproducible.
Mm.
So have you probably heard of the one like the power pose, you know, like, oh, if before a meeting and you do a power pose and that like helps you. It turns out that that's actually not like that doesn't that there's nothing to that.
Yeah,
like that's that data was manipulated.
Well, and so much of psychology, a lot of the studies that are done are qualitative, which are so hard to reproduce. Just because of biases and like
totally.
People just change day to day. And it's also so reliant on somebody's mental state. Like there's just so much there that makes sense that it would be really hard to reproduce.
So it was like 9 years ago. I'll send you the podcast, but it was like 9 years ago. Basically, it was like of the top 100, like most popular, not like used and cited, but just popular, like studies that made news articles and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like 60 or 70% of them are just basically irreproducible. And that like, and then the second level to that was that, so obviously like psychology and business like cross over a lot.
Mm.
It's like business school. There's a lot of business school stuff out there that's like, hey, you know, we... You know, if you do this and you do this and this is how you can kind of get a customer to behave in this certain way, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, especially in terms of, oh, this is when somebody might steal from you or cheat or something like that. You know, like a lot of that stuff crosses over.
Mm-hmm.
But in the business world, what they found is they found actually a decent amount of fraud in the data, in the psychological data that they were using to support some of these conclusions. And that has actually caused a huge stir because... A lot of professors who are rock star types that you hear in the Atlantic or the New York Times or whatever are caught in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it kind of like traces a lot of that stuff. While, and it's by like, I mean, it's somebody from the Atlantic interviewing a psychologist who's like at one hand, on the one hand, like, this is crazy that like, if you took the top 100 studies in like chemistry and you were like, hey, it turns out we can't reproduce 70% of these. It would be like, okay, well, great. Let's build cars out of like cardboard, you know, because who cares? You know, it doesn't matter. Like, and it was kind of talking about how psychology is this different thing where it is hard to sort of uncover these fundamental building blocks that then contribute like into the future. And especially kind of how media is, it is the power poses type thing that make, you know, Good Morning America stuff as opposed to like kind of hard data type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I think, too, because you look at things like chemistry or physics or I guess even, well, maybe not biology, but things like that. It's not necessary that those things are kind of evolving at the same rate that I feel like humans are.
Yeah.
And so it does make sense that so many of the studies we do on the mind, in 100 years, it's already out the window.
Totally.
Like, we're just developing so quickly.
Yeah. They did say, like, the two major contributions of psychology were that number one, or like in basically two big fields, and the two big fields are number one, your mind is biased, mm-hmm. just because right. it just is. Like right. it just,
yep.
You know, if I say name three things that start with an R, and then
robot.
Yeah, and then like the fourth thing, and I'm like, now name one more thing, and it doesn't matter. Like that thing's
relax.
Also going to start with an R. You know, like that sort of stuff.
yeah.
That's one thing, and then the other thing is like situations matter. So mm-hmm. like. People are maybe inherently can sort of like stray in different directions, but like you can create a situation to manipulate people into doing something. And
yeah.
that's like, that was kind of a big psychological
discovery. Well, it's interesting. In so many psychological studies, there are sections that you report potential biases, mm-hmm. which it's very fascinating to me when then underneath those potential biases, it says there are no reported potential biases for this study.
Yeah.
And I think for that reason, exactly. But I guess then it does, on the other hand, you are like, well, there's just too much
yeah.
to put down.
Yeah.
And it seems obvious
yeah.
to people that, of course, there is.
But even just the fact that you're... This is why, when we talked about, like, the personality tests and all those kind of things, like, there you go. You do have to read that one. And then I have to... When you read that, I have, like, a thing to add on over here.
Okay. Should I do it now?
I'll finish this thought.
Yeah.
But it basically is... They talked about personality tests. They talked about a lot of stuff, which, like, as you know, I was kind of a anti-personality test person. My main point is that, like, when you know you're being studied, that's you're gonna try to bias the answers, you know?
Yeah.
And that's me. If you're asking me questions, and I know that the results are gonna affect the way that you think of me, I'm gonna
yeah.
try to manipulate
yeah.
the data.
And like, I think everybody does.
Yeah, yeah. No. Totally. And that's why I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just
yeah.
saying that that isn't gonna give you a good glimpse
yeah.
more than just being around someone for long periods of time and just
yeah.
kind of seeing how they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Giving Tuesday. We got to get this in now. So here you go.
WMFO is free form, commercial free radio. But you know what isn't free? Running a radio station. So for Tufts Giving Tuesday, we ask for your help in keeping WMFO running. Donating is quick and easy, and we promise it won't cost you your firstborn child. It may even cost you less than your last overpriced coffee. Your donations could help us with some much-needed tech upgrades and in organizing events next semester. Visit give.tufts.edu/Tufts Giving Tuesday, press Give Now, and designate your donation to WMFO. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Yeah, so I'm right here on the give.tufts.edu website, and everything on here is getting matched. And so I scroll down because I feel like people always read the beginning ones. So you can donate to tennis, soccer, football, the Fletcher School, the School of Veterinary Medicine, the Area of Greatest Need. Wow, there it is. You can donate to the Area of Greatest Need.
That's very
that's
helpful.
That's people are always like, all yeah. you know, effective 100%. Donations.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The Graduate School of Biomedical Sciences. The soccer team. International donors. That's great. Anyway, there's a bunch of stuff on here, and you can donate like a dollar, and it'll get matched. And anyway... Donate to WMFO.
Yes.
This is a great organization.
It is.
And the show's been on for 8 years, and I feel like I'm doing the NPR thing right now, but it's like, it is great. We do drives. We do drives all the time, and we also mute ourselves randomly. And that was a mistake.
I thought it was me. So.
They're great. It's Giving Tuesday. You know, hey, just even if it's a buck, you know, go on to give.tufts.edu. Great. Well, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Just bring this back in.
This has been fast and loose.
This has. Do you want to? I mean, we got like 4 minutes. Also, TK is usually in here.
I know.
Yeah,
he's usually in here like real early. So I guess we'll have the next 2 hours.
Yeah, I think. Well, speaking of psychology, those two Weaker Than songs, one is called Our Retired Explorer Dines with Michel Foucault in Paris, which if you know Michel Foucault...
That was a lot of words.
Big time, big time sociologist.
Wow.
Yeah, the Weaker Thans. I would like to tell you, Nev, that in like college, I was listening to like The Killers and The Strokes and just like these cool bands. Mm-hmm. I was listening to The Weaker Thans, which is like a band from Canada that mostly just talks about how life is tough in Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around Atlanta being like, you know what? Me too.
You know what? I don't judge you.
Thank you.
We listen and we don't judge.
We.
Oh, we should have done that segment. Have you seen that TikTok trend going around?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What is it?
Rude. That was so judgmental.
I don't.
There was so much tude.
Absolutely not.
In that.
No, statement? As someone who's like put a lot of time in on the old phone lately, I'm not judging anybody, okay?
Then why'd you say absolutely not?
I don't like, I think I realized this yesterday. I think that any time, this is funny. I think that any video that's a person watching another video, I'm out.
I mean, of course.
Like react videos.
Yeah, I agree.
Or somebody like,
you know,
somebody's making this argument and there's another person next to it and they're just like.
Just nodding. Yeah.
Like they're doing like the, yeah. like, I'm about to destroy this person's yeah. opinion. It's like, I'm out. Yeah. I don't care what it is.
No,
I don't care
if
I agree or not. Yeah.
I agree with that. That's not what this is.
Great.
So.
I judged the book by its cover on your comment.
This is literally just a trend where it's like. It's like two people together in the same room.
In the same room.
And they'll be like, we listen and we don't judge. And then they just like tell each other really out of pocket confessions.
That's hilarious.
And they're not allowed to say anything back.
So like one person goes and they're like, I killed my cat as a child.
Yeah, usually it's like in between the two people where you could be like, I killed your cat. Like that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
person
yeah.
has to be like.
I've been dipping your toothbrush in the toilet
exactly,
every single night.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm trying to think like one, you know, had to do with like a first date where like I took your ID off the table on our first date and memorized all your information so that I could look you up afterwards. Like that kind of thing.
Does that have to be real?
Yeah. I mean, like usually it's real. I bet some people make it up, but.
I bet it's going to get a lot of fraud week, is going to enter this world.
Next week we can do this segment.
That's great.
So we can think of some stuff because
okay.
I can't think of anything.
I don't.
Perfect,
I think the search for reality on the internet is so mercurial that it's really hard because once you find something like that, that's like this is great. This is like people are confessing like real things to each other, and that's like so crazy. All of a sudden, then as the attention sort of like becomes on it, then the fraud is gonna like skyrocket.
I agree, but I guess that's the point. Is I'm not on there looking for truth. I'm on there looking for entertainment.
But isn't like the fact that it could be true that's the entertainment?
I don't. Is it?
Like if I told you like,
but it's like
these ones
comedy.
Are true and these ones are fake. Which
but
ones
like
would be more?
Comedy. We don't know. Like you already know. Stand-up comedians have like said all the time that they like embellish their stories or
yeah.
make up stories.
So I'm doing that.
And still we listen and we laugh.
But the fact
but
that
we
it,
already know it's made up.
Like the fact that it, but they're not making up some story. It's usually an embellishment of something that actually did happen.
Yeah.
So it's like to me the fact that it could be real is actually a big piece of it.
Hmm.
Even if it